You know, when I started praying, when the Holy Spirit told me, after 25 years of being in ministry, going out on the street, telling people about Jesus, seeing people getting filled with the Holy Spirit, getting baptized, I thought I was in the middle of it all. But the Lord said to me, I've got something greater for you. I want to show you something that you can pass on to everybody else, and they will be able to get out of the ditch that they're in. So he got me sitting and praying for 4 to 5 hours a day, every day, and it kept going 7 days a week for 5 years. Now it's 2020, we're just about moving into 2021, and I've been at this for 11 years now, and I have seen marvelous things. I've seen the power of God. I 24/7 walk in the presence of God. When I lay my hands on somebody, something happens. When I speak to somebody, something happens. When I go out on the street, the Lord says that person, and something happens. It's not hit, hit, miss, miss. It's not lucky dip ministry. It's target every time. I hit the bullseye every time. That's no exaggeration. Before, you would speak to 50 people and you might bring 2 or 3 or 4 to the Lord. Now, I speak to 7 or 8 people and they all come to the Lord. It is about economy. So all I do now is I just pray. I get full of God. I stay full of God. And when I'm doing my stuff during the day, going here, buying this, going to the shops, driving here, whatever, the Lord says that person, and I go up to them and I speak to them, and it's God's perfect will, because he wants them to hear. And the Holy Spirit assists me. Angels assist me. They're ministering spirits who are sent forth to minister unto those who are heirs of salvation. So the whole of the kingdom of God gets involved in what I'm doing, because I'm doing the perfect will of God. That's why ministries are hit and miss, is because they're not always doing at that particular time the perfect will of God. Some of them are mixing their own ideas, their own plan, their own direction, their own theology, and it's all lucky dip, hit and miss. I just sat down, prayed in tongues for hours every day, 4 to 5 hours every day, and the Holy Spirit transformed my life in such a way that I hear God every day, and now I walk in his perfect will. Now I teach other people the same thing. I pray for them. The things that are dogging them, that are holding them down, jump off of them, and I get them praying, and the Holy Spirit takes over their whole life, transforms their life, sanctifies their life, and brings them into the perfect will of God. And they start walking with God. They start hearing God. They start having relationship with God, intimate relationship, covered in the glory of God all day, 24/7. And they walk in the presence of God. They fall deeply in love with the Father, the Son, through the Holy Spirit. It's that easy. People have crazy theology. They interpret the Bible all different. But when you start praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit straightens everything up. He brings everything into clarity, because he is the Spirit of truth. And when you start praying in tongues, you're praying the perfect will of God for your life. You're not praying your own version. You're praying God's perfect will for your life. And God wants you to be the recipient of all of his promises. God wants you to position yourself through the Holy Spirit so that all of the promises, all the functionality of the kingdom of God floods into your life without any hindrance at all. And when the enemy comes to try and hinder your life, you can stand up with authority and power and ability, and you can tell him to get lost, and he runs, because you have the power of God working in your life. It's such an easy walk. And then there's the rest, the peace and tranquility that I walk in. I have peace now that God is handling everything for my life. When things come against me, I don't get shaken or easily moved, because I know that God has everything in hand. The Holy Spirit tells me what to do, and I do it. I speak it, I pray it, and then it all gets fixed up. How easy is that? So I want this for you. This is my message. Get transformed by the Holy Spirit into the image of Jesus Christ, because he is the revelation of the Father. And everything will come into place. Everything will line up. That's the kingdom of God. All crazy theology will be dealt with and deleted from your mind, and you'll start to walk in truth. All the direction that is misdirected in your life according to the kingdom of God will be straightened up, and you'll walk in the perfect will of God. You'll walk in a straight path, and you'll find that everything you put your hand to will be blessed, because God wants to bless you. He wants to prosper you. He wants you to be blessed physically, emotionally, and financially. He wants you to want for nothing. He wants to bless your life, but he needs to get you into alignment with the kingdom of God and its functionality so that it can flow directly without impedance into your life, so that you can be the recipient of the kingdom of God, all the promises that Jesus won on the cross. He wants you to walk in grace, free, unmerited favor, continually. Not just here and there, but continually. Whatever you put your hand to will be blessed. I can guarantee it because I did it. I sat down and prayed for 4 to 5 hours a day for 5 years. And I saw a great transformation in my life. And I started teaching people the same thing, and the same thing happened to them. Transformation through the Holy Spirit by the blood of Jesus. So we'll just leave that there.